China is hosting United States delegates in Beijing for talks aimed at easing trade tensions between the world's two largest economies. It's the first formal meeting between the countries since their leaders agreed to a 90-day truce in their trade war at the G20 summit in Argentina last month. But that deadline is now fast approaching, and the pressure is on to reach a deal, with both sides feeling the impact of hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs imposed on each other's goods. Dr. Stephen Dunaway is a former head of the International Monetary Fund's mission to China and a former economist within the US Department of Commerce, and he joins me now from Washington, D.C. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Now, the US and Chinese delegates are meeting in Beijing today and tomorrow. How confident are you that these talks will end the trade war between them?
Well, you can't really expect anything of substance to come out of the discussions this week. It's middle-level officials. They're basically kind of feeling each other out and trying to figure out what it's going to take to come up with a deal. And the Chinese in particular are very confused. It's not clear to them exactly what the Americans want. The Americans have come with the same demands that they've given to the Chinese for the last 20 years. They want to see a reduction in the trade deficit. They want better access to the Chinese markets. And they want better protection for intellectual property. Last year the Chinese thought that they had kind of reached an understanding that they, following a meeting between the meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, Xi had managed to convince Trump that the situation was more complicated than Trump believed, and so then the Chinese proceeded to negotiate a deal with the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. That basically followed the lines of what they've done before. They promised to buy extra amount of Boeing aircraft, several million more tons of soybeans, promised a little bit on improving access, and of course that they would do better on intellectual property. And they thought they had a deal. But the problem was that the hardcore conservative members of Trump's administration, as well as his supporters outside the administration, objected that this was just selling out to China, and so Trump rejected the deal and imposed the first round of tariffs on the Chinese. The Chinese retaliated. Trump came with a second round of tariffs. The Chinese suggested further retaliation, and Trump threatened a third round on the part of the U.S. So basically, until the meeting in Argentina, we were basically back where we were last year.
So going into these 2 days of meetings, you're expressing pessimism that we'll come up with a resolution. But in your view, will the two delegations have a minimum that they'll want to come away with?
I think at this point, the most that you could expect is that they would reach some agreement on some very broad parameters. The biggest problem in this negotiation is predicting what the principals want, and in particular predicting what Donald Trump wants out of these negotiations. The problem for the Chinese is that in the U.S. now, it's the economics of the situation don't seem to be driving the policy debate. What's driving the policy debate is, and the number one priority for policy seems to be to try to maintain this self-created image of the president has of being a tough, very, very competent, hard-nosed negotiator, and making sure that his support with this hardcore base is maintained.
So it suggests that you're looking at a situation where this may be prolonged then.
I think that could well be the case, because I think there's a lot of factors which may appear extraneous to the discussions between China and the United States that may have a big impact on whether or not they reach an agreement. And I think the current situation here in Washington with the shutdown of the federal government is one factor that may play a role in that.
Mm. Well, I'm going to talk to you about the shutdown in a minute, but just on these negotiations then, analysts at HSBC Bank have assessed that the likely impact of the trade tensions on the US economy will be significantly more negative than on the Chinese consumers and businesses. Who needs this agreement more then?
The Chinese need it more than the U.S. I don't know exactly how HSBC comes up with those estimates, but clearly it should have more impact, direct impact on China than on the U.S. There's very little that China exports to the United States that can't be sourced from someplace else.
So you're saying the U.S. has the upper hand here?
The U.S. yes is not as affected by it as China. And so in theory, the U.S. has the upper hand. Now, whether it plays it correctly and actually achieves something out of this, it's not clear.
Okay. But what about the shutdown then? Is that going to add more pressure on the U.S. to get some concrete results from Beijing?
I think that's likely to be the outcome because I think in the end, in the next week or two, basically, what's going to happen is Trump is going to have to back down, and he may have a convenient fall guys in the context of that the congressional Republicans, particularly the senators, the Republican senators, will force a reopening of the government, and he can say, well, you know, he was forced into this, but in that situation and facing criticism from his base, That might lead him to take a stronger stand with China, particularly because trade policy is one area he has much more say in what gets done.
Okay,
we've just got
a minute to the news. I just wanted to quickly ask you then, President Trump has threatened to continue withholding his support for the bill to fund government. He's suggesting months, even years over this issue. Is that a plausible threat?
No, it's not plausible. You have big problems starting now. The Internal Revenue Service, we're in the beginning of tax season in the United States, and the Internal Revenue Service has already said that it will not refund on taxes paid until after the shutdown is over. So that puts a limit on it, because a lot of people are going to be upset if they can't get their tax refunds. Also, on the supplemental nutritional assistance program, the food stamps, they only have enough money to continue to operate perhaps through the first two or three weeks of February. So there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of rural people who are big supporters of the president who are going to have problems.
Yeah. So the pressure really is on. Stephen Dunaway, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Dr. Stephen Dunaway is a former head of the International Monetary Fund's mission to China and a former analyst in the US State Department. It's 26 minutes past 6.